sixth chapter, what takes place on earth. There's a great man coming on the scene that possibly is alive even today. I'm not going to say when the Lord's come back, because I don't know when. But I think we're in the last days right now. And if we are in the last days, it's the very last, and the Antichrist is on the scene. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But this is what the man's going to do. What is an Antichrist to begin with? What is Antichrist?
Against.
That means against. All right, against Christ. And this Antichrist also could mean a false Christ. All right, a false Christ. Now, the first Christ came, Jesus came into this world, and we studied Sunday night, we studied about how that the Messiah was going to come into the world, and that he would be born of a woman, but would not have human, he would not have the Adamic nature, but he would be flesh and blood, and the word Jehovah means he who shall become, and he would come into the world, and he would redeem us and blot out our sinful acts. And he would pay for the penalty of sin on the cross of Calvary for us. And he did that. And we talked about that. And Jesus did that without sin. He was not a sinner at all. He never sinned in his life. But he paid the penalty of everyone's sins. All man's sins. Everyone. He paid the penalty of all of our sins on the cross of Calvary. I mean, it was laid up on him. And he paid the penalty as if he was the worst sinner in the world. Worse than Charles Manson or Jeffrey Dahmer or any of these, Hitler or whatever. All of them. He paid the penalty. And he paid the penalty of the worst penalty that a person could possibly die of, and that was the death of the cross. And we've talked about that in the past too, where he suffered for those 6 hours on the cross of Calvary. For our sins, not for his. And then he was raised out of the grave, incorruptible. He was put in the grave, incorruptible. He could not, his body would not deteriorate, it would not rot, because he was perfect. The blood of God flowed in his veins, which was perfect, incorruptible blood. He was raised for our justification. He died for our sins, he was raised for our justification. All right? He was the real Christ of God that was to come. But even during the writing of the New Testament, there was one man that they called Bar-Jesus. What does Bar-Jesus mean? Son of Jesus. That he was to be the Son of Jesus. So we talked also Sunday morning and Sunday night that if Jesus Christ would have had a son, he would have been eternal. He would have never died. The Mormon Church says that basically it's doctrinal statements of Brigham Young and Joseph Smith say that Jesus had several wives and had children, and Joseph Smith was a descendant of one of those children. Those children would have never died because they would have had the blood of God flowing in their veins, not human blood. All right? So that's not possible. Jesus Christ came in the world for one reason, not for that. And if you want to listen to that tape I've got on the blood of Jesus I did last Sunday morning, I'll get you one of them. I repeated it a little bit Sunday night, but I don't want to do it again. But it's very in detail of that, what I'm talking about tonight. Anyway, even in the time of the apostles, there was a man called Bar-Jesus, son of Jesus, and said that he was the Christ. The son of the Christ. Well, he couldn't be the son of the Christ. We know that from the scriptures. He had no children, only spiritual children. We, each and every one of us, are children of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Many false Christs came into this world. Many false Christs. The first John talks about false Christs. Second and third John, the book of Jude, talks about the acts of the apostates, is what I entitled that book of Jude. The acts of the apostates. Those that stand away from God. And down to the ages, some of the popes in history, as they killed even the Church of England, as it killed Baptists by the thousands over there in England, simply for preaching the Word of God, for preaching the gospel, they were killed. Even in America, Baptists were beaten and killed here on this ground for preaching the gospel. Because we've studied in church history, and even when we've studied the churches of Asia, we find out that the Lord's churches have been persecuted all down through the ages, and it didn't stop in America until we actually had freedom, religious liberty here, and it took a long time to do that. It didn't begin that way. But every Protestant and Catholic church in the world has someplace, somehow, sometime been a state church. And when they had the power of the state in their hands, they persecuted others. And the only place in America originally where there was freedom of religion was in Rhode Island, when they established that little colony over there, and they took them about 15 years to do that. Over and over again, they ran back and forth to England trying to get an okay to have a religiously free colony. The world did not know what religious liberty was outside of Baptist ranks. It was unheard of. Everyone else had control, a state church situation. All the way down through, as God's people suffered persecution, and even some of the Protestants suffered some persecution during the Dark Ages and when they came out of the Catholic Church protesting, they suffered persecution also. But every one of them would have looked upon the one that was persecuting them as an antichrist. As an antichrist. And they were antichrist. When Paul was on the road to Damascus to kill churches and people, they were God's people, was in Damascus. God stopped him. And what did Paul say to Jesus when he stopped him?
Who are thou?
Who are you, Lord? He knew who he was anyway. He just was stumped. And then what did the Lord say to him? What did Jesus say to him? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. How was he persecuting Jesus? He was persecuting his people and his churches. That's how. All right. So was Paul an antichrist?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Paul was an antichrist. That antichrist was saved. All right. Thank God that he was saved. He was no longer an antichrist.
He was kind of a hitter back then.
Well, he was terrible. Paul said, I was the chiefest of sinners, the head sinner. He looked upon himself as a horrible man because he persecuted the church of the living God. That's what he said. Now, he was an antichrist. There have been many antichrists down through the ages, but there will be one, the antichrist. Yeah, the definite article in front of him. There is one, the antichrist that shall come up in the last days. We're going to study about him tonight.
You know, in Matthew 24, Jesus says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive me. Or another way of putting it, there will be many Christs.
Yes.
Christ means the anointed one, and all the cults say, we are the anointed
yes.
one.
Yes. Every cult supplants the work of Jesus Christ. Does away with it or modifies it or modifies who he is. Every cult does. They do that. Every cult modifies who Jesus or who God is and the work of Jesus Christ. Could you turn to Ezekiel 38:11? How many of you have Old Testament tonight? Okay. And Daniel 7:1-8. Anybody? All right. Brother Art, Daniel 7.
Okay.
And Matthew 24, you already read that one where I was going to go. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. That's a New Testament one. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Okay, Brother Ken. And then Zechariah 13:8-9. All right. Brother Norm, have you got Ezekiel?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, 38:11.
And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest and dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls. Having neither bars nor gates.
All right. There's going to be, in the last days, there's going to be a platform of peace and safety. And then Daniel 7, 1-8.
Okay. In the first year of Belshazzar,
king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision of his head upon a bed. And he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in a vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens stowed upon the great sea. And the four great beasts came upon the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, it had eagle wings, beheld till the wings thereof were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's hurt was given, and that heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it rised up against one on the side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said, Thou unto it, arise, devour my flesh. After this beheld a loaf and another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also had four heads, and a dominion was given to it. And after this I saw in the night visions, and beheld a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had great teeth, iron teeth, it devoured and breaking pieces, and stomped residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts, and was before it, and it had another 10 horns. You said go to 8?
Okay, yeah, to 8.
Okay.
Now 8 and verse 25. Chapter 8 and verse Daniel 8 and verse 25. Now, all of these verses are talking about the Antichrist. You know, the Bible is a book that was written over a period of 1,500 years by 40 different writers, but every one of them complimented each other, and they didn't even know what each other wrote. That's true inspiration of God. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. And thou, his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand against the prince of Prince of Peace, that he shall be broken without hands.
Okay. 9 and verse 26 and 27. Daniel 9, 26 and 27. Follow along as the Brother Art's reading.
And after this threescore and 2 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not from himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be within a flood, and unto the ends of the world desolation are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice of the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abomination he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Okay, 11 and verse 21. Daniel 11 and verse 21.
And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in the peaceable and obtain the kingdom by flattery.
All right. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3. Kenny, you got that one?
5 and 3?
Yeah, 5 and verse 3.
Okay. While they were saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like a bird pain upon a woman with a child. And they shall not escape.
Okay, Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. Who's got that one? Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. Zechariah 13, 8 and 9.
You want
to read it? Yeah, you got that,
Levine? And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts there within shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them in silver, and refine it, and will try them as gold and try, and shall call on the name, and I will hear them, and I will say, it's my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God.
All right. All of these things are going to happen during this tribulation period, and every one of these things relate to the Antichrist and what he's going to do. Now let's go over Revelation 6 and verse 2. Kai?
Kai.
Idon?
Idon.
Kai? He do?
He do.
He pulls?
He pulls.
Lucos?
Lucos.
Kai?
Kai.
Pull?
Pull.
Kathemenos?
Kathemenos.
Ep?
Ep.
Alton?
Alton.
Ekon?
Ekon.
Toxon?
Toxon.
Kai?
Kai.
Idolton?
Idolton.
Alto?
Alto.
Stephanos?
Stephanos.
Kai?
Kai.
Exelthane?
Exelthane.
Nekon?
Nekon.
Kai?
Kai.
Hina?
Hina.
Nekese?
Nekese.
All right. That was in Greek. Now we're going to go back to English. And I saw. Remember what this word I saw means? You see with your eyes. John, God took John into a time warp. He showed him what was going to happen as it happened. You know, God is a God of eternity. He is the Father of eternity, the Bible says. He took him from the time that he lived in, and this was around 100 A.D., and bounced him forward to the end of the church age. And let him see all, he saw all through the church age, and now he's going to see the Antichrist that he wrote about in his books. He's going to show him the Antichrist, and he saw the Antichrist, and that's what he's going to tell you, what he saw. I saw, and then he says, you pay attention here. That's what behold means, he do. It says, you pay attention, second person singular, second aorist, imperative, middle. You pay attention for yourself. Sit up straight. Pay attention. That's what he says. You, I'm telling you something that it is death and life. And it's more than physical death and life. It's spiritual death and life. This is so important that your eternity hinges on it. Behold, a horse white, and the one sitting upon him, the horse, having a bow, and it was given to him a crown. Now, here's one sitting upon a white horse. The Indian people used to, the bravest warrior would ride a white horse into a village, because that's the first horse you're going to see. I mean, that's the one that stands out. This warrior, this man is a warrior, the Antichrist. And by the way, he's going to have to be a Jew, because the Jews aren't going to accept anybody that's not a Jew to be a Christ. Is that? You think that they would accept the Gentile? No, there's no way. It's not going to happen. He's going to be a Jew. The Antichrist is going to be a Jewish person. And the one sitting upon him having a bow. Now, what does the bow mean? That's the ability to strike and to kill. All right? A bow is a weapon of war. Okay? So he has the ability to strike and kill. Now this man, when he comes on the scene, he is going to have power to make war. All right? And then it said, and it was given to him a crown, the Stephanos. What is this Stephanos? The diadema? And then where's the Stephanos? Stephanos. What do you think this word Stephanos means? This is a crown that is inherited. Guess why? This is Israel's king. They're going to crown their king. This is the crown that is given to you by right of birth. Not one that's won by warfare. That's diademos. Okay, it's different. This one here, they're going to crown their king. Jesus says, like Brother Norm said a while ago in Matthew, if one comes in his own name, you will accept him. If I come in my name, no, you won't have me. But if one comes in his own name, you will accept him gladly. You will greet him with open arms. And that's exactly what they're going to do with the Antichrist. They're going to greet him with open arms.
This inherited crown, that necessarily means he was coming from the line of David?
He's going to be coming from Israel. I don't know all of that stuff. I don't know whether he's going to be from the exact same tribe that Jesus came from or what. But he is going to be a Jew. And he may be exactly the same.
With curiosity, in the book of Revelation, where it talks about the 12 tribes, they don't mention Dan. Will he be coming out of Dan?
He could be coming out of the tribe of Dan. I've heard people say that, theologians, well-known theologians, stuff that he was coming from the tribe of Dan.
In Europe area.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to study Juan Carlos.
Yeah. The crown. That's a crown given by right of birth. So they're going to accept him as a Messiah. He will be the king of Israel. And Israel has always wanted to do one thing in the world, in the eyes of the world. They wanted to be the leader of the world. They want to lead the world in righteousness and justice. All right? The platform of the Antichrist, remember what John the Baptist's job was to do? What was his job? Make the way straight for the Messiah to come. Do you think Satan has done that for the Antichrist? Who's the God of this world today? Satan. All right. The God of this world is Satan. This world. This age. The God of this age. You can say that. The God of this age is Satan. God has not taken back his authority back yet. He's going to. At the end over here, he's going to do it. All right. The God of this world is planing and making straight the pathway for his Messiah. In the age we have today, we have a one world government that they're talking about now, and the Western nations. And the United States is part of that. We're all this all the Western nations will be under the Antichrist. Russia will not be under the Antichrist ever. She's going to reject the Antichrist. Neither will the Oriental nations or the African nations. They're not going to accept the Antichrist. There's still going to be warfare. He's going to be out there. But all of the Western nations, what we call the Western European nations and the Americas, will be under the Antichrist. That job has already been done. We're already linked together. All the nations that are in the Bible set up as it's supposed to be in the end times are already set aside. They're already divided, just like the Bible said they would be divided. Nothing there has to be done. We know what part this country plays and what part Russia plays, and even in the end time, after the millennial reign, we know what Russia's going to do. Russia's going to stand up again against God. It seems like they don't want to follow anybody. They're just whatever. You're always going to have trouble with Gog and Magog or Russia. All right, God's always having trouble with them. But they are standing against the Antichrist in this last days, okay? So are all the Oriental nations. The Oriental nations are not going to believe in the Messiah, are they? Russia doesn't even want to believe in God, period. And the African nations are linked up with who? Most of them with Russia. They're a communist government. We're over there trying to do everything we can to gather them, but you know what? The world's divided just like God said it would be. Many people 20 and 30 years ago used to think that Persia, you know, that was lined up with Russia. But Persia was the ally of the United States. Remember the Shah or Iran? All of a sudden, overnight,
change.
Went the way God said it was going to go. Well, they said, well, that's surely not talking about the king of Persia there. That's talking about somebody else. Well, the Bible was right, and the Lord says, let all men be a liar, but God true, and that's just the way it is. A crown, and he went out conquering it. Nikon, your Nike shoes. That comes from that Greek word right there, Nike. How many's got conquering shoes on tonight? All right? Nikon. That's not only singular, masculine, present, participle, and active. He went conquering. Bouncing the line along, conquering. Who's he conquering? People within the nation. Civil war is taking place through all these nations. Some of them, remember the rapture has taken place. Probably the largest revival in the world has taken place after the rapture. You know? Brother Ken, if your dad, you know, all of your life, your dad had tried to get you to go to church, and you were just an absolute what? A bonehead? All right. And if your dad had been trying to take you to church, all of a sudden you were that prodigal son. Boy, you just would not go. And your dad kept telling you that the second coming of the Lord was going to happen, and you just wouldn't believe you were going to do your own thing. I'm going to do it my way. All right? And all of a sudden, the rapture came and your dad was gone and all the people that you knew were saved are gone and nobody's around to witness to you anymore. I tell you what, I think it would have a firm effect upon your life. Mm-hmm. An immediate effect upon you. And that's what's going to happen to the world, except they're going to have to die by the hands of the Antichrist. Well, that's what's happened in all of these nations, all the Western nations, under the Antichrist. Civil war is taking place, and he has a bow, and he is conquering. He's conquering within those nations. He's not going to try to conquer anybody else yet. You've got to get home straightened out first. I mean, the Battle of Armageddon, that's when they have the big battle after the civil wars take place. Well, he's conquering to conquer. He's going in, and civil wars in countries under the Antichrist, people are rebelling. The people that are rebelling, many of them are saved people. They're out running, hiding, trying to get away, and he's killing them, dispatching, killing them. The platform of the one world government is, we're going to print new money. How fast can that happen? All right, I read a story one time, new money or none. You know what we're going to find out of here? The money's not going to be, gold and silver is not going to be worth anything. Nothing. The only way you're going to buy it is a mark on your hand and on your forehead. It's going to be a credit card in you. Every major thing that you own is going to have that number on it. If anybody else has your stuff, they're going to die. There won't be any criminals left. You know that? They're all going to be killed. The jails are going to be empty. I mean, the world is going to... This man is going to come in on a platform of peace and government, but he's going to have complete control to do it. He said, if you want to be safe in your homes at nights, you're going to have to just turn your rights over to me. I'm going to have to do it for you, and you're going to have to give away some of your civil rights for me to make you safe. And for that to happen, I'm going to dispose of all money. Nobody's going to be able to steal or rob or take money from anybody because it's not going to be worth anything. What happens in the... Yes?
Are we still here at
that time, or are we gone? No. The saved
people
are gone. Okay. But there's going to be some saved people here.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that believe after the rapture when it's too late. You know the people on the outside of the ark? You know, when Noah built the ark. He built the ark for 120 years. And God shut the door. And a lot of people believed on the outside of that ark, but they couldn't get into that ark. They died during that great deluge. All right? Well, there are going to be some people saved after the rapture, but they're going to die. All the people outside died. That's a type. All right? And what's going to happen in the end time? As the second coming of the Lord... The rapture, the second coming of the Lord for His people, is going to be like it was in the days of Noah. They're going to be eating, drinking, marrying, having a good time, and all of a sudden, it's over. Things change. It's too late. Okay? He is going to have complete control of people's lives. No burglar can steal anything from you. If he steals something from you, he's going to die. He can't get a sandwich to eat. You can't go out. You won't have to put up with any more panhandlers, he's going to say. Don't worry about going. You can go in some nice place and eat, and the panhandlers aren't going to get you out the door there because you can't give them anything. You'll have nothing to give them. Well, doesn't that sound good? They won't get you. You know, the last time my mother and I took my mother out to eat down here, what was the name of that place? The Hungry Hunter. I took her out for her anniversary down there. And my mother and dad, and the guy came up there and started asking me for money. I said, forget it. I said, I got brothers. I had panhandler. Just like you. And he just looked like that left. He's a bum too. Anyway, you won't have to put up with any of this stuff. The Antichrist is going to take care of all of it. You won't have to worry about somebody stealing your Social Security check. Or your paycheck. Out of your purse, out of your pocket, or something. Because if you got it, you can spend it anyway. Everything is going to be automatically put into your automatic deposit. Does it sound like...
They call it network money.
Yeah. And nobody in this world is going to be able to hide from the Antichrist in the Western civilization because everybody's going to have a little in this little, this number and everything else. How about, have you ever heard of this global... a tracking system that they've got now.
Yeah.
You can buy all these little things and tell wherever you are and tell you how to get out of trouble and all this stuff. Guess what? All of these things are setting the world up for the Antichrist. His trail is blazed. And he's going to come in on a platform of peace and safety that's unbelievable. We read it all through the Old Testament. Now we are in the book of Revelation, brother.
Hey, in my Hebrew class, we were just discussing a few weeks ago how, and it goes along with this, the Antichrist setting things up, that you can't even speak to or argue with even a devout Jew anymore, because very few of them actually know Scripture or the Torah. Mm-hmm. They're so wrapped up in their tradition and the rituals of the temple and everything that they wouldn't even know what the real Christ was if he did come. Because they're expecting something.
They will accept. They're looking for the Christ. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the Christ. First of all, I've heard for years that Jews are all ready to build their temple over there. Mm-hmm. Baloney. You know who's going to build the temple? The Antichrist. You know why they love Herod so much? Because he built him a temple. That's why they love Herod so much, because he built him a beautiful temple. The Antichrist is going to build a temple. There won't be any, in the Western nations, there won't be any other religious sects at all alive. One religion. One religion. That's it. One religion. All part of it. They're looking for the Messiah to build a temple, to give them peace and safety, and their Messiah is going to show the whole world how it's done. They're going to see, the world's going to see that the Jews are really God's nation. Because God's Messiah is coming, and he's going to lead us, and he's going to be our king, and he's going to come in riding a white horse. How did Jesus go in riding into the city of Jerusalem? How did he ride into it?
On a donkey.
On a donkey. A donkey is an animal of peace. A white horse is a war horse. The Messiah, they wanted him to be the king of Israel. They wanted him riding on a steed. A powerful white steed. And guess what? That's the way the Messiah is going to be, on this beautiful, powerful white steed. In order that he might conquer. Conquering in order that he might bring all of his dominion under his power. And then it says in verse 6 and 3, Kai, Hote, Anoitzen, Tain, Phragida, Tain, Deuteron, Ekusa, Tu, Deuteron, Zoo, Lagontes, Erku. Now when we see this person opening up the seal, it says, and when he opened up the seal, the second, I heard the second living being saying, you come. Come. You come. We're seeing the things that's going to happen during the tribulation period, and the Antichrist is the number one actor. He's the star. All right? You know, in every movie, there's a star. John Wayne. You know, I don't, never hardly watched anything since then. My mother likes to watch The Millionaire. Well, I wouldn't know anything about all these things in there because I never watched anything. I watched American movie classics. That's about it. That's all I care about is the old movies. The actors. John Wayne, you know, he was a big shot. Everybody, he was an icon. All right, that's an idol, by the way, icon is. This living being. Now, these living beings, they lead out in the worship to God, don't they? We saw them in the fifth chapter. Come. Come. You come. You come here. Yeah. You come here. Come here. And I heard the second one saying, I heard it, and he's saying to me, you come, second person singular. He's talking to John. Present, imperative, active, and that comes from Erechmai. Okay? Now let me tell you a little bit about previews of coming attractions. Okay? This is a show. Now, we're looking at a show put on by God for John. And he said, John, just like you go in the theater and you see previews of coming attractions, he's showing John, look what's going to happen. I'm showing you this. Now, the seal judgments, this is some of the things they're going to include. Probably you're going to have to go back on this tape if you get the tape and listen to them, because I've covered so much ground and I don't want to spend forever on this and bore you to death, but I'm going to just like that across this. The first seal, the Antichrist shall take his throne. shall take his throne on the political platform of peace and safety, and he will, and it will be given him the ability to put down civil war among the nations which have joined his confederation. Okay, peace shall be taken from the earth, and much blood shall be shed among the nations that rebel against the Antichrist, and civil war continues within this confederation of the Antichrist. Great famine will take place, and a day's food will be sold for a day's wages. We're going to get to that. One-fourth of the population of the whole earth shall be killed by war, famine, and pestilence, which always follows in this order during a war. Many who were saved after the rapture shall now be martyred and murdered and slaughtered for their faith. But even more shall die yet. Many earthquakes shall take place, and the sun will be darkened, the moon shall appear as blood, and many stars and asteroids and lights in the sky shall fall to the earth. And many will try to hide from the wrath of God to no avail. Many who are saved during this time will die. The nation of Israel is numbered and sealed, and God reveals the future joy to those who will die for Him during the tribulation period. And then there will be silence in heaven for about a half hour. Dead silence. Go to Revelation 6 and 4. Let's look on about this, the platform of the Antichrist. Hi. Exalting. Alos. Hippos. Pyros. Kai. Tol. Tathemenu. Eth. Alton. Idote. Kai. Idothan. Altu. Makaira, Megale. And it went out another horse, red, a sorrow horse that's the color of blood red. Why? Because much blood is being shed among the nations. And the one sitting upon it, it was given to him to receive the peace out of the earth, to take peace away from the earth. Now, he had come in on a platform of peace and safety. I'm going to make your world a bliss, a paradise. If you'll just, I'm going to take you back to Eden. If you'll just put the power in my hands. Just give me the power and I'll do it. One of the things about the Antichrist and the platform of the Antichrist and of the UN and all the nations under the Western nations, is they're going to disarm all the people so they cannot fight back. Everybody will be disarmed. This nation, the Second Amendment was... Yes, happening. The Second Amendment was that the people will have right to bear arms. Right to bear arms against who? Any opposing party? Or opposing, if your government gets too out of hand, then you can bear arms against it. All right, that's the purpose of you having the right to bear arms. All right. Well, the platform of all these nations is to take the guns out of people's hands so they cannot rebel. I mean, it's a lot easier fighting a man that's not armed than one that's got a gun. I mean, that's this. Elementary. I brought Brother Dodd's rocks and bullets. Or sticks.
Yeah.
Don't shoot any 45s at me. They come a little too fast. All right. He's going to take peace away from the earth. In order that one another, they shall slay. And it was given to him a sword great. Now in John's day, the sword was the maximum. That was the big AK-47 of the day. Okay? That was the That was how you nuked somebody. You just nuked them one at a time, but that's the way you did it. All right? With a sword. The sword is a means of killing. All right? That's how they kill one another. Well, this man is going to have, he's going to know where everybody is in his nation. When I was up there in Fish Lake Valley, I lived out there in the middle of nowhere. My wife went up there to Fish Lake Valley with me where I used to live up there, and she said, you know something? This is just a little too far from Tall. I was 100 miles from town. I liked it out there. You know what? The UN troops trained up there, and they mapped every square inch of those mountains. Everywhere. Out there in the middle of nowhere. They were mapping and sending people out there, and they were mapping and going through these things. You won't be able to hide anywhere. People will not be able to hide anywhere because they know exactly where it is. They'll know all the little hideouts of the caves and the crooks and crannies everywhere.
When it says when you evade this snare, you fall into the trap.
That's right.
I mean, there's no place to
go. When he leans upon the wall to rest, a serpent comes out and bites his arm. That's it. I mean, you're between a rock and a hard place. And you know what? God told you so. He's going to say, I told you so. I told you so. A powerful sword. Revelation 6 and 5. I told you it's a good thing that I'm on. This is quite a movie right here that we're looking at. Revelation 6 and 5. Kai. Kote. Enoitsen. Tain. Frogida. Tain. Three Tain. Ekusa. Two. Three Two. Zou. Logonte. Tos. Erku. Kai. Adon. Kai. Idu. Hippos, Milas, Kai, Ho, Kathemenos, Ep, Alton, Ekon, Zogon, En, Te, Keri, Altu. And when he opened up the seal, the third seal, all right? I heard the third living being saying, now this third being, this repeated over and over and over again. This is just continuous action. This is nominee singular masculine, present participle active in grammatical terms, okay? It's a continuous action. He just kept repeating this over and over and over, kept repeating the story. Saying, you come, and I saw, and you behold a black horse. What does black represent usually? Even in the old cowboy movies, the guy that rode the black horse and wore the black hat was the bad guy. Death and destruction. A black horse, and the one sitting upon it, having scales in the hand of him. What do scales do?
Weighing
balances. It's the measure. It is a standard, isn't it? You know what a pound is? I mean, they're trying to weigh you by kilograms today and stuff like that. That's the way you measure drugs, not people. Pharmacists thought of all that stuff. I'm going to go by pounds. And they talk about how many stones and whatever else. This guy's going to set the standard of everything. He's going to change the weights and measures. Things are going to change. He's going to have all power. He's got control, remember? All the standards of right and wrong and up and down and high and low and whoever has what and gets what, he will have total control of. The scales. He's going to set the prices. He's going to manipulate the economy completely. Franklin Roosevelt started a system called the Federal Reserve System in his day. And he read after a guy that was named John Maynard Keynes. And our country at this time goes by the Keynes system of economics. The government, through the Federal Reserve, completely controls inflation and everything. They are in control of it. Before that, there was a gold standard. Roosevelt pulled in all the gold and reevaluated the gold after he got control of it. John Kennedy, when he came into office in the 60s, was going to reestablish the silver standard. How many of you know that? He was going to reestablish the silver standard, and he was going to phase out the Federal Reserve System so it would be a real, a solid state of affairs. He was a student of the history. The Roman government, when it was falling all to pieces right after the days of Jesus, one of the problems that they had was inflation. They had originally they had real gold and silver coins. But then after a while, and they went into this system of Keynes system of economics, he wasn't born yet, but that's exactly what happened. They started gold plating their coins, their gold coins, and making them out of copper and lead underneath. That's why people used to buy coins. And they started taking the silver coins were made out of copper and just coated with a little silver coating. Wasn't worth the weight. They weren't worth anything. Your money today is worth exactly what the Federal Reserve System, the value that it sets upon it. It's a forerunner of the Antichrist system. The Antichrist will have complete monetary control of the world when he comes on the scene. This is one of the things he's going to do. You know, this government can raise your taxes without you ever knowing it, by running up and down the value of your dollar completely. You never know it. Your taxes have been raised, your wages have been lowered, or your wages have been raised. Another man that tried to change that was Nixon. Remember when Nixon put a level on everything else, froze all the prices and everything else? To give us a standard. Because things were going like this. Yeah. Trying to bring a value again. The Roman government had to re-strike new money. To save itself, they started striking gold and silver coins again. And they got a strong monetary value, and it saved that nation for hundreds of years. It won all. That's what Kennedy was trying to do. He was trying to give us a foundation again to strengthen the nation, to bring it back to a balance, to what a real standard. At one time, the United States government, for every dollar they had out, they had to back it up with gold. Then they dropped the level and went to silver. Now it is nothing.
It's interesting, the International House of Rothschild owns the Federal Reserve System. That has nothing to do with our Federal Reserve Board, which is a part of our government. Federal Reserve System is an international entity that's owned by the House of Rothschild. Mm-hmm. And up and down every street in our city and in every city, everyone who's got a mortgage is paying that mortgage ultimately to the House of Rothschild, because the bank is nothing but, when they borrow the money from the Federal Reserve System, is nothing but borrowing it from them, and they're
stamping everything.
They're just getting a small margin to make a profit, mm-hmm. and the real owner of your house is the International House of Rothschild.
These things that people have talked about, the Illuminati. For hundreds of years, they set a plan in motion that went past many people's lifetime. There was an ultimate plan ahead. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
A long-range plan of how they were going to do things. And they've controlled the economy in the world that these families have for hundreds of years. This is the ruling class. Whether you realize it or not, we're living under this standard. In the hands of the Antichrist are the power of all standards. Revelation 6 and verse 6. What time is it? I may be running. Time's flying tonight. This is really good. Kai?
Kai.
Ekusa?
Ekusa.
Hos?
Hos.
Phonane?
Phonane.
En?
En.
Meso?
Meso.
Tone?
Tone.
Tarason?
Tarason.
Zoon?
Zoon.
Lagusan?
Lagusan.
Koenix?
Koenix.
Sito?
Sito.
Denariu?
Denariu.
Kai?
Kai.
Thrace?
Thrace.
Koenikes?
Koenikes.
Crethon?
Crethon.
Denario?
Denario.
Kai?
Kai.
To?
To.
Elion?
Elion.
Kai?
Kai.
Ton? Oinon?
May?
May. Adikesos?
Adikesos.
All right. Well, this is something here. The high cost of living during the tribulation period. Talk about inflation. You know, today a man has to make enough money. And his wife, usually two people have to work in the home today, most generally, the way the economy is. Between the man and the woman, they have to make enough money to feed themselves and their children and buy a car to travel in and pay for a house and pay for electricity and fuel and all of these things out of those wages. During the tribulation period, the economy has totally changed. Have you ever heard about that old story that Tennessee Ernie Ford told in his story, I owe my soul to the company store? Yeah. Well, the old coal miner, that's what's going on here. Here we go again. And I heard as a voice, or as a sound in the middle of the four living beings saying, a measure of wheat. Now this measure here, this quart of wheat, or whatever, was one day's ration for a soldier. This is how much food it took to feed him for one day and to keep him healthy. Feed him and keep him healthy. All right? A measure of wheat for a day's wages. A measure of wheat for a day's wages. However much it takes to keep you alive, if you work 15, 16, 18 hours that day, that's all you're going to get. There's nothing left over. Nothing to clothe you with. You know, you have to buy your clothes and that. You can't own a car. They don't want you traveling around. Stay home where you belong. Just go to work and back and forth. Okay? Control. No extra time for movies. No extra time for games or anything. You go and you work all day long. Just to barely keep yourself alive and then go try to find some place to lay down and sleep. And that's extra. You're going to be going in the hole. Whole time.
This is the first half of the tribulation.
Yeah.
This is a good time.
That's a good time. Thank you, brother. This is the good times. This is the bad times now. We're talking about the good times. Because at least you're getting something to eat. There are other times you're not going to eat. All right, you shall starve to death, then. All right, work all day long, hard as you can work, just for enough to keep yourself alive with food. No clothes, no rings, no watches, no cars, nothing. No dates, no girlfriends. Forget it.
If Antichrist is in control of all the industry jobs, then that really makes all the people very dependent on him.
That's right. He is going to be in control of all industry, all your wages, everything in the world. And I keep saying, if you're saved tonight and you know the Lord, you're not going to be there. If you don't, you're in trouble, boy. That's the way it is. Saying a measure of wheat for a day's wages and 3 quarts of barley. That's worse than beans, you know. Just beans and potatoes. I used to love beans and potatoes when I was a little kid. I didn't want to eat anything else. You know, they used to take take a mummy back in the Egyptian days, and you could tell just without doing anything else, all you could do is find his teeth, and you could tell what class he lived in. Didn't you know that? How come? How do you do that, Brother Ken?
By the types of food that they ate.
Bad food wears your teeth plumb out. Because they were eating rocks and grits in it. Their food had dirt in it. Only those fine higher class could eat food that didn't have dirt and sand in it. But the common man, he ate poor food. This is poor food here, people. This is the kind that won't keep you alive. This is just air. Just something to fill your belly up with, that's all. Poor food. But the oil and the wine, don't touch it. You can't set a price on it. You can't even have it at all. No more ice cream. No more desserts. No more triple chocolates. Or whatever they call it. Nothing. That's just forget it. You can't have a drop of olive oil nor one drop of wine to season your food with. Nothing. Water and the poorest grade of food. That's all they're going to get. And this is in the good times. This is in the good times. I remember, how many of you have heard of Robert Ripley?
Believe it or not.
All right, Robert Ripley. Ripley's Believe It or Not. He went over to Russia one time, and every place that he ever went in the world, everybody gave him a wonderful welcome. He went over to Russia, and they kept him over there, and he said, this is a terrible nation. This is a nation of liars. He said, they take you over here and they only show you what they want to see, and all you see is these stuffed shirts and these factories and everything else, but among the nation itself are the poorest people in the world that are starving to death. All it is a war machine with people working themselves to death for it, not even having enough to eat. They're starving to death. Guess what the regime of the Antichrist is going to be? They kicked him up. They kicked old Ripley out of Russia. Wouldn't have anything else to do. And boy, he went writing about them too. He told on them. Barley for a day's wages, and they can't even touch. The common man will not be able to afford any luxuries at all. No fancy food. Well, I guess I better turn you loose. I even went over my time. Thank you for you people coming tonight. I really enjoyed having you in the class. And I'll be looking for you. You see previews of coming and contractions next week. This was the good times. Good times. This is party time now. Wait till next week. The pale horse, the green horse comes on the scene. It's time to know Jesus. It's time to know Jesus. That's what it is. Eric, would you dismiss us in prayer, please, brother?
Most blessed Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time that we've had together to listen to the clear teaching of your word. We just pray, Lord, that you would quicken our hearts and our spirits to receive this word, mind, and to go throughout the rest of our days this week, just forwarding your kingdom boldly and with all confidence.